Relief is moving through a part of the Midwest this morning from the hot, dry conditions that have been prevailing recently. But the relief is going to be somewhat restricted in its extent, at least as far as the rainfall distribution is concerned. The majority of the relief is coming along a cool front that has worked its way into the heart of the lower Midwest this morning, and we will see showers and thunderstorms occur throughout the day today and overnight tonight from portions of Missouri into parts of Ohio and maybe southeastern Michigan. The storms will likely be highly variable, with some locations receiving more than an inch of rain, while others receive a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. The majority of the precipitation should be light, but there will still be at least an opportunity for a little bit of relief, because not only does it rain, it also turns cooler. Yesterday's brutally hot temperatures that occurred from Kansas into parts of Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana will become a thing of the past. The temperatures yesterday were 100 to 107 degrees across the region, just further beating up the region that has been already terribly stressed by the lack of moisture and previous hot days. But temperatures will be turning a little bit cooler. We expect to see high temperatures falling back into the upper 70s and 80s in the upper parts of the Midwest over the next 2 or 3 days. But the lower parts of the region will have a more difficult time cooling off in a significant manner. We'll see high temperatures in the 80s and 90s in the southern parts of the Midwest, but probably won't see too many days where temperatures are cooler than that. And there's a fair chance that, with high pressure returning periodically to the plains and part of the western fringes of the Corn Belt, that we'll see temperature extremes getting back up close to 100 degrees periodically. This would include places like Nebraska and Kansas, as well as western Missouri and possibly southwestern Iowa, although very doubtful that we'll see much of that kind of heat in Iowa. The temperatures are only a small part of the puzzle here. With the high pressure ridge expected to come back into the plains periodically, we're likely to see a rather restricted amount of precipitation occur across the portion of the central plains and southwestern Corn Belt. These areas will see some shower activity, but it's not likely to be very meaningful, certainly not with the temperatures being as warm as they're still advertised to be. Back in the heart of the Midwest, we will have other opportunities for rain and thunderstorms to scatter across the region as we move forward through the next full week to 10 days. The weather events that bring on those showers are going to be fast-moving and not likely to induce a serious change in the overall moisture profile. But there will still be some crops that will be in better shape by the end of this first week of the outlook, simply because there is no longer excessive heat, and that there will be at least a couple of opportunities for some scattered showers to occur across a part of the area. We will need to see much greater amounts of rainfall to fix the overall moisture deficit situation in the region, and we do need to see greater amounts of rain to occur as soon as possible so that soybeans will have the best chance to recover as much of their potential for production that they may have lost in recent days of hot, dry weather. This pattern, where there's a ridge of high pressure in the plains and a northwesterly flow across the northern and eastern portions of the Midwest, will prevail through a big part of the next couple of weeks. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see the trend still prevailing into the second half of August, but we'll watch the situation rather closely. Even though we've got some showers around and an opportunity for less heat, it doesn't mean the crops will not be stressed any longer, just perhaps a little less extreme. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.